This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens is sitting on a $1.385 million surplus from last year, but Mayor Scott Christian says the news isn't as great as it may sound.
A lot of the surplus is on the back of major capital projects that were intended not getting complete. So I certainly applaud our finance department and their approach to managing the organization's finance. But we have this challenge where we're budgeting money for projects that are really important to the community, and we're just not delivering in a timely way. And so we need to take a good hard look at that.
The region's finance director, Joanne Vino, presented the audited financial statements for 2024-25 at Tuesday evening's council meeting. She said the region ended the fiscal year with a surplus of close to $1.4 million, helped along by higher than expected tax revenue and returns on the region's investments. Expenses were lower because of unfilled positions and capital projects not yet finished. Vino also said the South Queens Water Utility recorded a lower than expected deficit for a saving of almost $185,000.
And the deficit is 42% less than what was budgeted overall, so that's good news.
Even with a higher than expected budget surplus and a lower water utility deficit, Christian said he's not sure how that will affect the region's upcoming water rate hearing.
The numbers that are driving the proposed increase to the water rate are modeling sort of well into the future. I can't answer if there is good reason to go back and challenge any of the assumptions that were used in generating those projected operating expenditures on the water utility. I'm not sure yet.
The municipality has requested a 106% increase for the 1,200 customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn who are on the municipal water supply. Nova Scotia Regulatory and Appeals Board hearings are scheduled for November 19th in council chambers at the region's office. The region hired outside consultants to prepare its water rate study as part of its application to the regulatory board. In documents filed on the board's website, the regulator has asked the region for more information or clarification on 55 various points. Some questions are about whether the region knows if people can afford the expected $348 a year increase. It also asked the region to submit a revised rate study, lowering the financial impact on customers and spreading it out over 3 years instead of imposing most of the increase in the first year. So far, there's only one registered intervener in the rate hearing. The Queens Community Health Board is concerned how the increased water expenses will affect the broader health and well-being of residents. Christian said the proposed increases are important to put the water utility back on sound financial footing.
But we want to get our house in order and run the water utility in a solvent way that's aligned to our obligations as a water utility operator. And so the sooner that we can get our house in order, the better.
Even so, Vino told councillors on Tuesday that by the time the hearing happens and the regulator makes its decision, any rate increases likely won't take effect until 2026. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.